How to demand the room as an introvert. According to the experts, 3 out of 4 people get nervous when it comes to standing in front of an audience and speaking. However, for introverts, it can be more than nervousness. It can be sheer terror. This is most likely due to the assumption that introverts don't make good public speakers. That's something that should be left for those who are confident, outgoing, great at small talk, and don't have an issue connecting with others. However, the truth is, there are some ways that you can demand the room as an introvert. In this presentation, I'll show you how. Write it out. One of the traits that introverts have is the ability to come up with the perfect response, but typically it's long after the situation warrants it. We always know what we should have said. It's a gift to be a deep thinker, and a presentation is a great way to use that power. Perhaps you believe that public speakers are a special breed. They can just step on stage and start speaking. However, the truth is that nearly all speakers have at least an outline for their presentation. If you've got something to say, write it out. Then read it and make edits. Refine it until it's perfect. It's rare that you'll be able to say exactly what you want at the right time. Practice in small settings. Instead of jumping right into doing presentations in front of a live audience, try doing live or recorded videos on social media. You may want to start with recordings and uploading them so people can watch and comment. Then, once you build an audience and start feeling more comfortable, try doing some live videos. This will enable your audience to provide you with instant feedback. Then, you can work your way up to hosting a webinar presentation, podcast, or other small internet forum. Once you start feeling more comfortable there, reach out to some local civic clubs or organizations in your area who would benefit from your expertise and offer to speak at their meetings or events. You'll find that with some effort, you'll be able to demand attention in any room. Be your authentic self. Once you do start speaking, your focus should be on delivering the message and impacting your audience. Anything else, including trying to be someone or something you're not, is a distraction. Chances are, when you start presenting, people are going to show up for the information you're providing. Those who stick around and come back again are the ones that have formed a connection with you. Your mission should be stronger than your fears. While you may believe that the audience is there to hear you speak or judge you for your flaws, this is typically not the case. They are there to learn something. They want to be inspired to take action. If this is your goal as well, then it's probably because you're presenting something that you believe is important. Conclusion. As an introvert, being asked to do a presentation can be a scary thought. However, it really doesn't have to be. There are things you can do as an introvert to demand a room and provide people with the information you want them to have. In closing, keep this in mind so that you can give presentations as an introvert. Additionally, stop your insecurities and redirect that energy into passion. That is, be excited about the information you're providing and the people who are being impacted by what you're saying.